Valentine's Day Eve with Bilko and Ali at Zinc 96. It's 22 to 8. And look, it's a time when people are holding out a bit of hope, needing a connection, needing some loving. And maybe we need to find out from an expert if that is possible for anyone. Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets joins us this morning. She is the Love Connector. We're calling her today. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. Now, first of all, before we get on to the love stuff, Bilko does want to ask you about a prediction of his.
Yes.
Now, I'm in absolutely no way psychic, but I have heard through various people that March the 4th of this year, President Trump will be sworn back in as the rightful president of the United States. Biden is not the lawful president because of all the scandal going on about vote rigging and that sort of stuff. What are you seeing when you think the name Trump? What comes into your head, Rose?
Well, you just made me laugh.
No, serious, this was a serious question. What are you doing?
Yeah, sorry. Look, over the last couple of years, 2 years, I've been on YouTube predicting about, you know, the outcome of the election. And despite all of the hate comments I got, I stuck to my guns because it's what I've seen in spirit, that Biden would be the president. And in fact, they're talking about like Trump coming back in 2024. I just don't see it, to be quite honest.
He's done.
He's done.
There you go, Bilko. Let it go. He will not be back in power on March 4th.
Okay.
Now, moving on to more important
things. Of course.
Love, love connections. So you do love readings, Rose, for people.
Well, I do all sorts of things, mm-hmm. and I often focus on tarot readings and also horoscopes is my big thing. I'm really into intuitive astrology. Because I am psychic, I see things clairvoyantly. So it's like I close my eyes and there's a movie in front of me, and then I'll just sort of say what I see and then I'll give an interpretation on that. But, yes, it is often about relationships.
I was going to say, I would imagine that this would be, would this be on the top of the list for what people want to come and see you to find out?
Yes, it would be the number one thing. I think that relationships, and especially now with all the stress in the background with everything that's happening on Earth, because it's not just COVID, there's multiple issues that are going on.
Oh, there's unrest and everywhere. There's earth changes coming, and people are getting all this information. They can't decipher what is real, what is not.
That's right. And I always point people towards themselves to look within. It's great to have a psychic reading or have an astrology reading, because if you've got a good astrologer or psychic, often it confirms what is going on inside you. You already know. If you can get down deep enough inside your subconscious, you can find out the truth. But nowadays, people want everything instantly and, you know, instant gratification, and to be able to turn off your mind so that it is actually a blank slate so that you can see, you know, the impressions from spirit. A lot of people seem to have lost touch with how to do that.
That would be very hard. I mean, is that where things like meditation come in, to try and get that blank mind?
Yes, absolutely. And because I think it's partially to do with the internet. Everyone's so used to getting things straight away. Mm. And really, like I see angels, for example, it took me 10 years of meditation to do that.
Yeah, that's incredible.
You know,
and what about love? I mean, someone who's putting it out there saying, I really want to meet this type of person, or is there anything in me, anything coming my way love-wise in the next 12, 18 months, even though they can't see it, how can you see that through the spirit world? Are you seeing connections that are bigger than what we can see in front of us or something?
In spirit, there's no such thing as time. It all exists simultaneously. So it's what, you know, you tune into. And sometimes I'll see a person like the exact literal manifestation of the person. Oh, I can see a tall man here with dark brown hair. He's got a white shirt on. He looks like he's working in some sort of office or something like that. I might see that. And other times it's metaphoric, so it's not meant to be taken literally. And so I just tell a person what I see and then what I think it means.
Okay.
Well, let's put
it
out there.
Whatever you do, Rose, don't tell me you see in my future a man in a black zinc shirt.
I do see, now you're talking, I do see a red heart. That means like mature love. When it's red, it means it's a proper, fully formed, mature love.
Wow.
It's not like love when you're a teenager and you meet someone and you're infatuated with them. It's the mature, committed love.
There you go, Bilko. That's what Rose says for you.
Beautiful. Thank you. No, she's saying it for you. Rose, hang on there. We love to get the Zinc family involved.
Yes.
If you want Rose to see where your future lies, especially where love is concerned, and Valentine's Day coming up, you better give us a call. Right now we've got Rose connected with who we got there?
Have got Ange. Good morning, Ange.
Hi, how are you?
We're wonderful. Meet Rose.
Hi, Rose. Hello, Ange. Hello.
Hello.
You guys
right,
have
Ange,
the floor, go.
What I can see around you, Ange, is I've got this bright blue colour. It's like the sky. The sky is the limit. When I see the sky, I know that it's big sky thinking. So this is coming into an optimistic time for you, a positive time over the next, say, 12 to 18 months especially. And it's not just about relationships in your case. It could be in any number of things, maybe work or something you really want to do, and you can have the ability to manifest it in the next 12 to 18 months.
Oh, sounds good.
You sound a bit surprised there, Ange.
Does the colour blue mean anything to you, Ange?
Yeah, no, the blue is very relevant to me. My son passed away in 2015, and blue butterflies are always what remind me of him, and I know that he's, like, always around me, so the blue is a very important colour. Yeah, and I do feel that, what you said. I do feel I'm coming into a really exciting time.
Yes, yes. So if you think of the sky and think of all of the possibilities, actually the issue you might have is there's too many things, too many opportunities, and then you have to decide which one you're going to do because you can't do them all.
So too many men to decide? Too many men to decide?
It's not just men. It's all areas
Everything.
Of life. So, yeah, relationships are part of it. But there's other things in life too besides men, believe it or not.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like you've got to decide. And there's actually a little vibe for overseas connections or something like that as well. And, you know, are you going to do that or are you going to start a new job or do you want to retrain or study? Do you have a relationship with someone? There's someone maybe in another place might be involved as well with those decisions.
There you go, Ange.
There you go. Look forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much, Rose, for weighing in on that one. Let's see if we can get Louis organised with Rose. Louis, you're on with Rose, mate.
There you go, mate.
Yeah, hi, Louis. How are you?
I'm quite good, thanks.
That's good. Now, Louis, your name, is it spelled L-O-U-I-S?
Well, yeah, but it's actually a nickname.
That doesn't matter. That's okay. I'll just focus on whatever you give me. L-O-U-I-S.
Yep.
For some reason, the spelling's important.
Okay.
Now, yeah, I don't know. Obviously, you know, Louis, you think of France. You know, so the French connection, I don't know if that means anything to you. The French connection are the words that I see. I've also got a lot of green around you as well, which does mean growth and can mean money. I see dollar signs, and I see next to the dollar signs like an arrow going up. The arrow's red. So that can mean more money with a lot of energy or more activity. Your excitement or your blood pumping around your body or something like that. It can sometimes mean like an exercise program, going to the gym, and it can sometimes mean anger. But there's something to do with your finances coming up.
So nothing to do with love then for Louis then, Rose?
Well, blood pumping around your body sounds like a potential love.
It's a natural occurring thing.
Hey, you're looking for love, Louis. I know you want to go to this crushology thing on Saturday night. Do you see a love for Louis at all, Rose?
Again, it's a bit similar. It seems positive in a number of regards. And so what I am seeing right now is several opportunities.
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay.
Maybe
that
crushology
very
Saturday night.
Well, that's right.
All right, Louis, thank you so much. I've got Janine connecting with you now, Rose. Janine, you're on with Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Yeah, hi, Janine. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Are you a J-A-N-E-E-N?
No.
You're an I-N-E?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, I see the moon, and it looks like you've been through a bit of a dark time or some sort of problems in the recent past, but it's like the new moon. You know when the moon goes dark and then it goes on to the next cycle where what it's actually called waxing as the moon is getting bigger again? That's what I see around you. So it's time to plant new seeds. If you're interested in a new relationship or you want to bring more life in, love into your life, now is the time to plant seeds. So maybe start going out and socialising or meeting new people.
Okay.
Does that help you out, Janine?
Yes, it does. The dark bit does greatly resemble what I've been through, yes.
Yeah, okay. I know you don't want to share too much, but Rose is very appreciative that you've actually got involved there, which is just awesome. That's the main thing there. Time for just one more love connection.
I'm loving this. I feel so lucky to have you on, Rose.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you can relate to it.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Are you there, Emily? You joined up with Rose now. She can hear you.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Rose.
Yeah, hi, Emily. How are you going there?
Yeah, not too bad this morning. What about yourself?
Oh, good. It's a beautiful day here.
Yeah.
What's your question, Emily?
Yeah, now... Yes, what would you like to ask?
Yes. Whatever you happen to see for me, I guess.
Okay, so the first thing I got was a picture of a woman walking down the street with a child, holding a child's hand. So this could be literal, you could have a child, or it could be like a metaphor for you getting in touch with your own inner child, and that means, like, stop thinking so much, have some fun, let your inner child come out and play and create, because there's a lot of creativity there and I feel like you haven't been able to express your creativity in a really big way, and I feel that's coming for you.
Okay, great.
So what I see just then is like a path, and the path is clear and it's a straight path. So the time is coming up, not quite here yet, but it's coming up where you might want to do something more fulfilling, so that you feel like you're contributing more to the world in some way through your creativity.
There you go, Emily. A bit of hope for you, which is fantastic. Rose Smith, we're running out of time. Thank you, Zinc Family, for getting those predictions. We're going to have to get you back, Rose.
Oh, yes, I'm glad to come back.
Oh, we would love that. We're so grateful to you for your time, Rose, as are our Zinc Family.
And you can find you on YouTube and your website, Absolute Soul Secrets, correct?
Yes, thank you so much, everybody.